AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel has struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon in retaliation for a rocket attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. At least 12 young people and children were killed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We stand by Israel's right to defend its citizens from terrorist attacks.
The Park Fire in Northern California has now burned more than 350,000 acres. Tehama is one of four counties where people have been ordered to evacuate. Jim Young lives there and says as soon as he saw the fire, he got in his car and took off.
And we get out the highway and it is burning on both sides for 10 miles. It was driving through an inferno.
Cooler temperatures and an increase in humidity today could help slow the park fire. Superstar gymnast Simone Biles is in top form at the Olympics, says CBS's Wendy Gillette in Paris.
Biles was brilliant in the second qualifying round of five, despite a minor issue with her calf, nearly nailing all four events, just taking a small step out of bounds on her first tumbling pass on floor.
CBS News Brief.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. One in eight people in Wisconsin could find it harder to afford food under the U.S. House version of the Farm Bill. Mike Moan reports.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, falls under the Farm Bill, which needs to be reauthorized by the end of September. House Republicans have blocked efforts to maintain White House authority to make non-inflationary adjustments to SNAP benefits. Megan Rowe with the group Opportunity Wisconsin says not having that option would put recipients at a disadvantage.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is one in eight people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
The Congressional Budget Office says removing the provision would limit the scope of future SNAP increases by $30 billion. Advocates say that amounts to a large cut. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden was called out for a recent committee vote to keep the option shelved. In a social media post, he accused Democrats of lying when saying the panel was cutting benefits. Suzanne Becker of the Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire says politics shouldn't come into play. She argues elevating SNAP levels as much as possible is a wise move.
We can never replace the impact that SNAP has on our neighbors. Nonprofits can't do that. We make a difference every day. We strive to. But this is a critical piece in making sure that all Americans have what they need.
Becker says her location sees a lot of demand among working families. Her team works with income-eligible clients to sign up for SNAP benefits, noting it's a lifeline for older populations. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Are the Brewers in a slump? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins again last night at AmFam Field, the final 7-3. Injuries like Christian Yelich out with a bad back. Younger players going 0-4 at the plate. Manager Pat Murphy asked, does he think his young Brewers team is in a slump right now?
Yeah, we got to go through it, man. We got to go through it with our heads on it, not shy away from it. We got to go through it. This is an incredibly young ball club that has played their guts out. Things are swaying the wrong direction for them right now. We're playing a team that nobody expects much from. They've played great. They've played great defense. They've swung the bat. They're aggressive. They're free. Berger and Bell and De La Cruz, and those guys are swinging it. You know, you can say they got nothing to play for, but they're major league players. They're really, really good. And they played really good against us, and we're not playing good. And we came off an emotional series. And concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned. But this is what young people go through.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday and a few showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures will warm to the lower 80s, a south breeze of 5 to 10. Tonight, shower and storm chances continue mostly cloudy in middle 60s. It's 69 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend. We'll recap it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The music of the star that's on the air.
Bomb, bomb. We are back and we are going to. Who's in a good mood tonight?
Oh,
is there a full moon?
Wonderful. Yeah, yes, there is. It's coming in 2 more days.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's it. You can always tell. People get on edge or a little funky during a full moon.
Yeah.
Crazy and wild, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's as good as excuse as any, I
think. All right, ladies, we got a big lineup tonight. If you just joined us, I've mentioned George Siegel, Teresa Brewer, Monty Rock, Elliot Gould, and this gentleman. Some of you may be familiar with him from the Bob Newhart Show. If not, you can see Bob starting tomorrow night for 4 weeks at the Frontier in Las Vegas, where he's appearing with Paul Williams, Ray Stevens. If you have the misfortune of missing him there, he will also be appearing at Harrah's starting August the 6th. He will also be in our lobby right after the show, selling jams and jellies and homemade fudge. Would you welcome Mr. Robert Newhart?
It sound like that's the only reason I'm here is because I'm going to Vegas for 4 weeks with Ray Stevens and Paul Williams and then Harrah's
for two weeks. You go there after Las Vegas.
Well, I was going to play them at the same time, but it's so hard to get a plane back and forth.
No, I don't think the only reason you come on the show is to do some cheap, not cheap plugs, but I mean some... just to announce your itinerary, that you would be that mercenary about it. I assume that you come here just to...
Also, I've been on with almost every substitute host. except you. I felt I really... I should come on and say hi. And that's really all I would like to do is just say hi and leave.
And get out of here.
If that's possible.
Now that you've got the plugs out of it. No, I think the least you can do is stay a few minutes and...
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog business, Tony.
That's right. Did you hear that ovation?
I mean, there's a saying, as you know, in our business, you'd be nice to people on the way up because you run into the same people on the way down, which happens to be false. You run into entirely different people on the way down.
Yeah.
So there's little point in being nice to people on the way up.
That's right. I say smash. Whoever gets in your way, walk over them after the time. Well, you've never had that in your career, though. You've always been up there, right?
Oh, no. There was a brief period.
Yeah. When your show went off the air.
Yeah.
The original show on CBS.
First show, yeah. No, on NBC.
Yeah. I know the feeling. That's happened to me also. And it is strange, isn't it?
Well, it hasn't happened in 12 years.
Okay. Well, no, I've been lucky enough to have this.
Lucky's a good word.
I guess it'll do.
We've seen some of the specials in America and ourselves. I sure wouldn't leave this spot.
No, I got it made.
Some people, it's like a game show MC. I mean, you're destined to do one thing the rest of your life. And this is pretty much it for you.
At least you don't ring a bell and run over and say a honk and do a horn thing. I mean, you know. Did you ever do a game show? Never had one of those, huh?
No. I was offered one during that twilight or the valley of my career, which was not that bad. It beat being an accountant.
That's right, which you used to be.
Which I used to be, yes. That's why I said it beat.
Do you still keep your own books?
No, I really don't.
Are you good enough to...
I'm really not that good at it. I wish I were. It is so involved. I try to nod. I have an accountant, and he explains to me about, I don't know, tax things, and I try to nod knowingly, but I have no idea what he's talking about. It's like a foreign tongue.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. You mentioned you're working with Ray Stevens, and who...
Well, I'm doing 2 weeks with Paul Williams, and then 2 weeks with Ray Stevens.
You usually go on with a pretty girl singer, don't you?
Yes, I work with Teresa, who's on tonight.
Oh, she sounds sadly like her.
I work with Paul before. I've never worked with Ray before. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not, they're kind of, well, at least Ray is country and Western, which I'm really not, I'm not into that.
Don't you dig that?
Well, I enjoy it. I just, I don't understand people. I'm from Chicago, but I have relatives from Kentucky. I don't understand people at all from Louisiana and Georgia. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Don't understand anything.
I was in the Army with a guy named Gus O'Broussard from...
That's Campy, Louisiana.
Campy, Louisiana.
And is he a Cajun?
Cajun, and we had the bunk next to each other, and every day he'd wake up, he spoke to me for 2 years in the Army. To this day, I haven't the slightest idea what he's saying.
That's funny you mentioned that, because I said Cajun right away, because I used to know a fellow, because I was stationed for a while in Jackson, Mississippi, and I had a guy, haven't heard from him in 20-some years, Manu Arsenault.
Manu, well, he's probably a good friend of Gus's.
Gus's is Broussard, the same thing. And they do have a rhythm in the speech that is...
Well, he would say, Dwell, don't smell, to our rest, nail, blow. And you say, damn right, Gus, boy, that's so true.
Actually from Oak Park, Illinois. I don't know, is he right here? Here's something.
When we was in the city, we was wondering where to go. A sign spelled out Paliachi up in lights above a show. We thought it would be a western till the stage lit up with light. And 97 people sung without a horse in sight. We couldn't understand them cause they spoke a foreign tongue. But we can give you some idea of what we think they sung. At once, there's a fat guy in a clown suit. 'Tain't Halloween, that's for sure.
Then this here feller, this punchy Neller, begins to beller like we all was deep. That was Pal Yachty. Something or other about Cuba. He sung about a lady who weighed 280. When she takes a powder, he just starts chirping louder. And he don't do a gall-darn thing except to stand up there and sing. When we listen to Pal Yachty, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is top corn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back, but we can't get our dough back. Ain't no use complaining, cause outside it's a-raining. Still in the darn theater, taking turns a napping, waiting for something to happen. Pal Yachty, he ain't hurrying, but the folks on stage are flurrying, and it sounds like Ketchy Turian's neighbor dance. Then old Pal Yachty finds a guy, he's sinking cheek to cheek, and with his wife, he grabs a knife and stabs a louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs a lady and himself. Tain't very sanitary. They all collapse, but old Pal Yachty sets up, then he gets up, sings, I'm dying, I am dying, I am dying. We start crying, cause to tell the truth, we're dying too. As the footlights fade out, we see Pal Yachty laid out, but the dagger never caused it. Pal Yachty was plumb exhausted.
Martha Raine.
Streams play.
makes me feel merrier. Brownie is my favorite white-haired terrier.
I love Brownie better than Jeannie. Jeannie, I love Brownie better than Jeannie without the hair.
I will not forget the night I called.
I looked for Jeannie's light brown hair and found that she was bald. Jeannie with them. She is so that I could almost. My dream of Jeannie with them. Every time I look at her, I. Every time I. Her, I could almost. Every time I. Her, I.
Jones, who else? Oh, there's Dean Elliott of Madison. It's the same, but it isn't. Well, here, let me play some Dean Elliott. Confused the two of them. So different. Let's see. Dean uses an air compressor, a punching bag, celery stalks, the crunchiest, a couple of hundred clocks. Oh, yeah, and a rolling pin. The music of the stars.
Sweetheart.
Ah. Mind if I have a drink?
Pull up a chair.
I'm lonesome. Oh, no. None of that. I'll take cognac.
You're too cute a girl to be spending a lonesome afternoon.
Francois, you always say something nice, but you never do anything about it. What are you thinking?
What a rainy day it is.
Rainy? Oh, but it's a beautiful day.
That's what I said.
You know, Francois, I could be very helpful in a crisis.
I believe you could. But I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting. If some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right with me. Tempting, they're the wrong lips, they're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free.
Dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right with me.
There's Frances Albert with Juliet Prowse, her first movie role. 1960. Say, all week you love the timeless hits. Sunday mornings, the music of the stars. And the Big Deals store right here in WRJN, full of all kinds of great savings. Local food and merchandise services. What you do is you log on WRJN.com. Take a look at all these chances to save. Some of the savings were more than 30%, but at least that. You get a certificate worth $40, for example, for $28. How about a $20 certificate for $14? Click on all those big deals tabs. WRJN.com. Listen for the big deal of the day twice a week, and you save half, 50%, on all kinds of food and services, merchandise. Timeless hits. Local news. Stan Kenton. Innovations in music.
travel on. Look down. That lonesome road before you, travel on.
Stan Kenton with Maynard Ferguson in there, too, you can bet. And Dean Elliott, Madison's favorite. Follow that up with Joan Crawford. Why? Don't ask me.
The stars that shine above this night of ecstasy, they say it's as old as the hills, but it's all so new to me. The way they say it's the oldest of thrills, but it's all so new to me. Poets have stated for ages that angels are up in the blue. So have the greatest of sages, but darling, they never saw you. It's strange, but oh so grand, this thing you do to me. It may be as old as the hills, but it's all so new to me. Thank you. but it's all oh so wonderfully, refreshingly, excitingly new.
Joan Crawford in person.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of lonely Springland, heartbreak hotel. Well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And make us so lonely, baby. And make us so lonely, baby. And be so lonely, they can die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dress is black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. See, well, let her get back. Make us so lonely, make us so lonely. Make us so lonely, baby. So lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you, and you got a tale to tell, well, you take a walk down lonely street to heartbreak hotel, where you will be, oh, I rip my jeans, where you will be a third pair today. You'll be so lovely, you could die. Still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And make you so lovely, baby. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lonely, tears keep flowing. You'll make you so lonely, baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
To smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a staying and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said hello. He said, "What's eating you?" I said, "That's what I'd like to know."
And I'm a itching and a scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
I walked up to the room clerk. He looked at me and said, "You can have a room, but you will have to make your bed." I said, "That's okay, buddy. I learned that from my ma." Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a nailing and a wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
Here at the Heartbreak Motel, I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right, that was my last night. Now I'm checking out of here.
Mae West. Yeah, that Mae West.
My old flame, I can't even think of his name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go drifting back again.
Of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured the can of gasoline and struck a match to... my own lady.
Christopher Columbus, when he said the world was round.
They all laughed when Edison recorded sound.
They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly.
They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry.
They laughed at me, one of you.
Said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how.
But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in.
They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin.
They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar.
Ford and his Lizzie kept those laughers busy. That's how people are.
They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie.
They all said we'd never get together. Take a bite.
Yeah, let's do. Ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Center. Now they're fighting to get in.
They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin.
They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar.
Ford and his Lizzie kept those laughers busy. That's how people are.
They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye.
Jeannie Sheridan and John, and there's Russ Phillips and the orchestra, and this is 120 years for Professor Irwin Corey. Here he is with Mike Douglas.
Professor, but why does a chicken cross the road?
Well, actually, it's not a chicken. It's a rooster that's looking for a chicken. That's what it is.
That explains
the chicken
it.
Stays where he is. The rooster comes to
him. I see. Why is it that women don't have whiskers?
Well, you've been going out with the wrong girls. We know that most women have it, but they use Nair.
Oh, I see.
Nair your hair shows when you use Nair. But no, women don't have whiskers because of the feminine glands, which seem to operate in different areas and make them grow out in different places. A woman, if she grew hair, looked like a man.
Well,
some women look like men, and they haven't even got any hair. They have balls. That's the trouble with them.
Oh, what is the proper way, proper method to shave someone, Professor?
The proper method of shaving is...
Well, here, wait.
May I demonstrate?
Yes, do we have a chair?
Yes, I can demonstrate. You see, years ago, before Al Martino was a singer, he would come from South Philadelphia and was a barber. But he...
Famous men who had to fall to rise again, and take a deep breath, pick yourself up, and start all over again.
As a parent, there are moments in your child's life where you have to let them take the wheel. At Parkway Driving School, we make it easy for your child to learn the rules of the road. With hassle-free online scheduling, weekend and school vacation classes, and lessons 7 days a week.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS